Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, Ambassador. I'm very pleased to be here this morning, and I'm very pleased to welcome you all to this third session of the Steering Committee on Trade Capacity and Standards. Thank you for coming, and thank you for joining with all your expertise and experience, with your new ideas to how we can strengthen economic integration, cooperation throughout the region, and work together. Let me start by congratulating warmly the newly elected chairs and vice chairs, our chair, His Excellency Mr. Tudor Ulyanovsky, ambassador and permanent representative to the UN office and other international organizations in Geneva from the Republic of Moldova. Congratulations, Mr. Chairman. And also to our vice chairs, His Excellency Mr. Daniyar Mukashev, ambassador and permanent representative of the Kyrgyz Republic to the United Nations Office and international organizations in Geneva, and Mr. Dmitry Fomchenko, who is the deputy permanent representative of Belarus to the UN and international organizations in Geneva. So we have a very strong now bureau here, chair and vice chairs, and I congratulate you warmly. Now this session is especially focused on supporting the Republic of Moldova's trade development efforts, drawing on the result of the UNECE needs assessment study that was conducted during 2016. And I would like to congratulate the government for such a comprehensive study. And we now look forward to assist the government and the Republic of Moldova in implementing the recommendations which were agreed upon during the stakeholder meeting in February 2017. And we would like to thank also the Ministry of Economy for hosting the workshop and for their strong leadership in bringing this work forward. We hope this session will set the context for, therefore, on a rich discussion on how can we now remove the regulatory procedural barriers in the ECE region. Because this study will proceed against the background of comprehensive insights that have been gained from the previous studies on Albania, on Belarus, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Tajikistan. And you will also be hearing from these countries, from their experience in implementing the recommendation, from the studies, the challenges that they have seen and they face, but the opportunities it also has given. And we are very glad we can provide this forum for such a rich discussion to exchange experience amongst our member states and also discuss how we can work together to cut the red tape, as you say, because we know that these barriers, regulatory barriers to trade, are posing a great cost to our companies, not least the small and medium-sized companies who are struggling to overcome the red tape and to deal with all the regulatory burdens. But thereby it becomes a burden on our citizens who wants to buy and accede to new markets and new products and struggle to get access to these new markets and products because of the regulatory barriers. And it sums up to a burden to our countries as such, and it is a burden to the economic integration and cooperation in our region. And we know if we are to proceed towards 2030, implementing the sustainable development goals and improving prosperity in our region, we need more economic integration and cooperation in our region. And here the regulatory barriers to trade are the key element to tackle, and this is why and this is what we are here to discuss. You will also hear from the subsidiary bodies of the Steering Committee on the Agricultural Standards and Regulatory Cooperation, both their ongoing work and their future plans, and the implementation of the recommendations from the studies. The agricultural standards are gaining increased attention from all over the world. Importance, they are extensively used all over the world, bearing evidence to their usefulness. They matter for farmers who can get higher prices, and they matter for consumers who can get better agricultural products. And there we have, I think, thanks to many of you also, 600-700 experts working to improve the agricultural standards, and more are joining every year. It's an impressive line of work, and I hope you will favorably discuss how we can strengthen it even further. I know ideas have been raised on how we can strengthen the future of regulatory cooperation also, not only perhaps from a geographical lens, focusing on the nation state, but also looking at it perhaps in the future more from a sector perspective, looking into value change and how can we break down regulatory barriers along a value chain. And this is hopefully something you can also touch upon, and then proceeding these ideas can proceed and be further discussed appropriately when the future mandates and work of the steering committee and of the various subsidiary bodies should be developed. Finally, let me say one word, because I also know you will have a discussion or you will have a report back from the Minsk conference on economic integration and cooperation in support of the sustainable development agenda and the sustainable development goals. I understand that the conditions need to be right for this discussion to move forward, and therefore I hope you will proceed with this discussion with care and in a constructive atmosphere. And with this, Excellencies, Mr. Chairman, delegates, participants, friends, let me wish you a very fruitful meeting. Thank you very much.